Welcome back to Making Marriage Great. I know that last time I really left you hanging, and that is not my aim. I apologize for that. So I want to get right back to it. We have been looking at Genesis chapter 2 and the verses here where God makes Adam and Eve and brings Eve to Adam and looking at the beauty of marriage. So two institutions that God created right here in Genesis in the beginning was Sabbath. 6 days God made the world and all the things in it, and then on the seventh he rested. And then, so the Sabbath, or that day of rest, and then marriage, bringing Eve to Adam, and that these two shall become one. So a couple of thoughts from Matthew Henry. Again, Matthew Henry was this great Presbyterian preacher and author and commentary, born in Broad Oaks, Flintshire, Wales, UK, right? He lived back in 1662 to 1714. And Matthew Henry's commentary is probably one of the most widely used commentaries by pastors and preachers, at least in the Western Hemisphere. Here's some thoughts he had in closing about this passage. He says here, "See what need there is both of prudence and prayer in the choice of this relationship, which is so near and so lasting, that had need be well done, that is to be done for life." So he's talking earlier about the parents being involved. He says that the man should leave his mother and father. It's leaving his mother and father, clinging to his wife. Also that the wife should leave her mother and father, but that they have the parents' consent. And they had the parents' consent. They thought their parents' wisdom on this, because this is a big deal. This is for life. This is not this is for now until it doesn't work. And this is for life, right? And so it's prudent that they have the parents involved. It's prudent that they're seeking wisdom in this thing. Matthew Henry continues with another observation about marriage here, saying, "See how firm the bound of marriage is. It is not to be divided and weakened by having many wives." So he's telling that the two should become one. And later on in Matthew, Jesus says that they shouldn't, that they should never divorce. So they shouldn't be weakened by having many wives. And we also see that in Malachi 2:15, "Nor to be broken or cut off by divorce for any cause but fornication or voluntary desertion." So if you married a non-believer, you become a believer, and your non-believing spouse leaves you, Matthew Henry believed that was reasonable for divorce. And then the final observation he sees here, that Matthew Henry sees, is "See how dear the affection ought to be between husband and wife, such as there is to our own bodies." So looking at Ephesians 5:28, which I'm going to do next week, "These two are one flesh, let them then be one soul." So the two becoming one. What a beautiful picture. And the thing about the church is we need to be a part of a community, right? Be a part of the church, because Jesus is the head and we are the body. And so as Jesus is the head, we are the body. But the two becoming one. So we are one in Christ. And how is that illustrated here on earth? It's illustrated in marriage. So you can see why marriage is so much under attack. Because it is God's way of showing us his love for us. It's God's way of him showing that he is true and good and perfect. And that he is faithful. And he does that through marriage. And so what we need is the example of godly men and women who are married and married for life through thick and thin, through all kinds of things. But here's what I do know. I know that many people can be in a marriage that really sucks. So this is all about making marriage great. Man, we need to make our marriage great, that our wife is loving being married. Does your wife, does she love it that she is married and that she's married to you? And that's for us to do. We need to own that. If she doesn't love being married, if she's not loving marriage, hey, that's on us. And this blog is about that, making marriage great. So leave your comments. Hope to hear from some of you guys. We'll talk to you soon. God bless.